I'm still teaching on the subject of temptations, trials, and tribulations. Listen to what God tells us in His Word in Peter, the 4th chapter. Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trials, which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you. There has no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted above that which you are able. Let no man say, when he is tempted, I am tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempt he any man. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. James also says, have you not heard of the patience of Job? I would suggest the question for you. Have you not heard of the impatience of Job? Never think that the patient man is not tempted to be impatient. No doubt you have heard of the strong faith of Peter, who, when walking down the street, his shadows would heal the people. But on the other hand, have you never heard of Peter's doubt and unbelief and denying? And we have all read books of great men of the past, men such as Charles Spurgeon, Charles Kahn, Martin Luther, John Knox, Dwight Moody, Charles Wesley and his brother in America right here. All of these met up with temptations. They were tempted often to lay their Bibles down and pick up their plowshares. They were often tempted to put off the next revival. Satan confronted them not just one time, but many times, tempting them to stop turning the world upside down. Stop robbing his kingdom of those that he wanted to keep control of. Stop revival in America. But did they listen to the enemy? Did they yield to those temptations? I think not. We have all read about the greatness of the Apostle Paul and thought, I could never be like Paul. I could never do such things as Paul did. But listen to Paul as he struggles with his temptation, as he writes to the Galatians, and he tells them, my temptations, which was in my flesh, you despise not, nor rejected, but receive me as an angel of God, even as Christ Jesus. And lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelation, there was given unto me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan, to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. For this thing I besought the Lord 3 times, that he might cause it to depart. Paul calls that thorn in the flesh a thing that bothered him, a thing that kept him humble, a thing that would not allow him to exalt himself or others to exalt him above measure. Paul put this in the category of the other thingies that troubled him. You remember some of the other things? He says, 5 times I received 39 stripes, but I kept on preaching. 3 times I was beaten with rods. I kept on testifying about Jesus Christ. Once I was stoned, but I got up and shook the dust off of me and continued preaching. Four times Paul had suffered shipwreck, but when he swam ashore, he kept preaching the word of God. He kept healing the sick. He kept seeking the lost. And then there was that thing of the often journeys. And then there was that other thing, that thing of danger of robbers by his own countrymen, by the heathens, in the city or in the wilderness, in the sea, or among false brothers. These were the thingies that troubled me, but none of these things moved me. I just kept on preaching. I was in pain. I was hungry and thirsty. I was cold and naked. In Damascus, the governor desired to apprehend me. In a basket, I was let down by the walls and escaped his hands and kept on preaching. Yes, you've heard of the greatness of Paul. Now I want you to consider the temptations, the trials, the tribulations that he went through and suffered. All of these things came to Paul, tempting him to give up the ministry. But Paul, just before he died, he told Timothy, "I have fought a good fight. I have kept the faith. I have finished my course." Friend, you too can finish your course. There is no temptation overtaking you except that which is common unto man. But God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted above that which you are able to bear. And with the temptation, God will make a way to escape. Your way of escape will be made by God. God is the way maker. God is the chain breaker. God is everything you're going to need in your trials and temptations. Look unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith.